As they head into the final stretch of their season, Unalaska's cross-country team is making a run at their first state title. That's according to senior captain Henry Simmons. He says his teammates have been making big progress and breaking personal records all season long.
All of us are getting PRs, like season PRs, career PRs, like every weekend. It's been phenomenal for us. It's great.
Simmons says the team's strong performance has come as a bit of a surprise. He's one of just three veterans leading a squad of freshmen and sophomore newcomers.
Seeing actually us having a shot at state, especially with all these new runners that we've never ran with before, it's really exciting because it's just like something we've never expected before. Like, we've had high hopes last year, like, or the year before that with, you know, Trevor Wilson, and like, it's crazy to see how we actually might win state this year.
Asked why they're doing so well, senior runner Michael Parite credits the team's training.
Practice is it's hard. It's very hard. But it pushes us to our limits, you know. It's just mostly about mental toughness, and Coach Gibson always talks about that and about preparing ourselves before a race and not doubting ourselves.
Junior Blaine Henning also points to the mentorship happening between veterans like himself and the newer runners.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that. Like, my brother, he's in it, and I'm just trying to keep him in it, make sure he's doing good, and maybe he might be able to beat my best time, and that'll be good for him.
Would you be proud?
Yeah, I'd be proud.
Coming down the stretch, Coach David Gibson says his 2A team will benefit from a structural change at the state competition. Rather than running against larger 3A schools like they have for at least 8 seasons, they'll take on 1 and other 2A programs of similar size. He says that should help them improve on their best finish at 5th place and put them in the running for a title, even against some wild card competitors.
Southeast is kind of the schools that we never really know about. They kind of stay in their own little area, so it'll be interesting to see what they bring to state, but I think that's going to be who we're going to compete against.
Unalaska's cross-country team has their final invitational of the season this week in Wasilla. After that, they'll hold their regional qualifier at Kelty Field next week and then head to Anchorage for state during the first week of October.